So let's review. The Gemara asks several questions regarding the halacha of shoyel chayv ba'ainsin. One who borrows an item is liable even for an unavoidable loss. Shala l'rava mahu. If someone borrowed an animal for the purpose of sodomy, is he patur ma'ainsin? Because k'dashayli inchi be'inun ulachi l'shayli inchi? The halachas of she'ela apply only to items borrowed for common use. Or chayv ba'ainsin because taima ma'im shemanah v'hay namiho es lehanah. The halachas of she'ela apply to any item borrowed for any use or benefit, even for an uncommon use. Sha'ala li ra'is ba mahu. If someone borrowed an item only so that others consider him wealthy, is he chayv ba'ainsin? Because m'mayin b'in va'ika? The halachas of she'ela apply to any item of value? Or patur ma'ainsin because m'mayin dis lehanah mine b'inan v'leka? The halachas of she'ela apply only to where he benefits from the actual item. Sha'ala lasis ba pachas m'pruta mahu. If someone borrowed an item to do work that is worth less than a pruta, is he chayiv ba'insin because memayin be'inan ve'ika, or patur ma'insin because kol pachas mipruta loiklumhi, anything less than the pruta is insignificant. Shal shtei paris lasman bahen pruta mahu. If someone borrowed two cows from the same person to do work worth a pruta, is he chayiv ba'insin because zil basur shayilu mashal ve'ika, the total work is worth a pruta? Or he is patur ma'ainsin because zil basur paris v'cholchad v'chadu leka m'mayna. Each cow alone performs work worth less than the pruta. All these questions are not resolved. The Gemara proceeds with several questions regarding the halacha of she'ela b'baylam patur. If at the time of the loan the owner was working for the she'el, he is not liable for the item. Shal mishutvin v'nishaloi echad mehen mahu. If someone borrowed an item that belonged to two partners, and one of the owners agreed to work for the she'el, and there was a loss, is this not considered she'ela b'baylam nischayiv because kuloi ba'olav b'inam v'oleka? Both owners need to work for the she'el to be considered she'ela b'baylam. Or this is considered she'ela b'baylam and he's patur from half the loss because mahu palga didei miya miftah. Even if only one owner worked for the she'el, it is considered she'ela b'baylam regarding his half. Similarly, shutfin she'shalu v'nishal le'echad men mahu. If two partners borrowed one item and the owner agreed to work for one of the borrowers and there was a loss, is this not considered she'el b'baylam? And even the one who employed the owner is chayav because kuloi she'el b'inan v'leka. The owner needs to work for both borrowers to be considered she'el b'baylam. Or it is considered she'el b'baylam, and the one partner is patur because by he palga the she'el mias mifter. Even if it worked for only one she'el, it is considered she'el b'baylam regarding his half. These two questions are also not resolved, and the Gemara proceeds with additional questions regarding she'el b'baylam, which hinge on the machlokes. Shal maha isha v'nishal baila mahu. If someone borrowed a woman's cow of nichsi milug, and her husband agreed to work for the she'el, and there was a loss, is this considered she'el b'baylam and he's patur? Because the husband is considered an owner of the cow based on kinyan peres kekinyan guf dami? Owning the product is like owning the actual item. Or this is not considered she'el b'baylam and he's chayiv because the husband is not considered an owner because kinyan peres lav kekinyan guf dami? Owning the product is not like owning the actual item. Or in the reverse case, Isha Shashola v'nishal l'bal mahu. If a woman borrowed someone's cow and the owner agreed to work for her husband, is this considered she'el b'baylam and he's patur? Because the husband is also considered to be the she'el based on kinyan peres kekinyan guf dami? Or this is not considered she'el b'baylam and he's chayev because the husband is not considered to be the she'el because kinyan peres lav kekinyan guf dami? The Gemara explains that these questions depend on the well-known machlokes in which Rabbi Yochanan holds kinyan peres kekinyan guf dami, and Rosh Lakish holds kinyan peres lav kekinyan haguf dami. The Gemara asks another shayla. Ha'imer l'shlucha yitzeva hashali im parasi mahu. If the owner of the cow tells his agent to work for the shayla, is this considered she'ela b'baylam? Because shlucha shlam k'maysay? The owner's agent is like the owner worked for the she'el, or this is not considered she'el b'baylam, because ba'olav mamish b'inan. She'el b'baylam is only if the actual owner worked for the she'el. As Taisa explains, because k'siv ba'olav trei zimni. The word ba'olav is repeated to teach ba'olav mamish b'inan, and the shliach is not considered like the owner in this case. Regarding ha'im la'avdoi, tsei v'hashal im parasi mahu. If the owner tells his eved kenani to work for the she'el, tibay l'manda amish shlucha shalom k'maysay, according to the opinion that a shliach is considered she'el b'baylam, perhaps an eved is likewise considered she'el b'baylam. Or perhaps an eved is not considered she'el b'baylam because hani mili shliach devar mitzvahu, aval eved l'lav mar mitzvah loy. Only a Yisrael who is similar to the mishaleich and that they are both obligated in all mitzvahs can serve as a shliach. But an eved who is obligated only in some mitzvahs and cannot acquire anything on his own cannot serve as a shliach. and to Baal Mandama ain't Shlucha Shalom Kamaisai. According to the opinion that a Shlich is not considered Sheil Babailam, perhaps an Eved is likewise not considered Sheil Babailam. Or perhaps an Eved is considered Sheil Babailam, because yet Eved Kiad Rabbi Damya, the Eved is an extension of his master, the Bailam. The Gemara continues, Bai Rama Bachama, Baal Ben Nichse Ishtai, Sheil Hava, Oy Secher Hava. What level of Shmira does a husband have for his wife's Nichse Malug based on his Kenyan pairs? Is he Chayv Bainzen, like a borrower? Or Pat Mainzen, like a renter? As the Gemara explains, there is no question regarding a standard case of Nichse Malug, that Baal Pater. In the standard case of Nichse Malug, which she owns and brings into the marriage and the husband uses it and retains the profits, for example, he used her cow and it died naturally, he's certainly not liable, because regardless of whether the husband is considered a Shoyal or a Seicher, it is Shmir Babailam. Because as Rashi explains, Shehi Maitadi Bemalachte Vihi Nishalis Leitchila Mishanasa. From the time of marriage, which was Sha'ah Sheila, the wife, the Bailam, is obligated to do work for her husband, the Shoyal. Similarly, there's also no question in the case of the Agrimina Para Bahadur Nasva, that Baal Pater. If before they were married he rented her cow, and it was not yet Shmir Babailam, and they then got married, he's certainly not liable, because regardless of whether the husband comes a Shoyal or a Seicher, it is Shmir Babailam, because As Yishayla V'Schiris Babailam, Mafka Schiris Shalei Babailam. The new Shmira after the marriage, that is Babailam, overrides the initial rental that was Shalei Babailam, and it is now considered a Shmir Babailam. Therefore, the question is only in the following case. If before they were married, she rented someone else's cow, and after they were married, the husband used the cow and it died naturally, is the husband considered a Shoyal, and therefore Chayav Ba'ainzin, or he is a Seicher, and therefore Patim Ainzin? The Gemara concludes, Baal loy Shoyal hava, v'loy Seicher hava, ed loy keach hava upata. The husband is neither a borrower nor a renter, but rather the Takanas Usha considers him as one who bought the rights to use her item, and therefore he is not liable even for Geneva Vaveda because he has no obligation of Shmira. The Gemara explains, however, that the question is only according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds regarding a similar situation of a Secher Par Mechaver Veshi La'achar or Mesa Gedarka. If a person rented someone's cow and then loaned it to someone else, and the cow died naturally. Dina de Shoyal Etzel Bailam Harishainim. The Shoyal contends with the owner, not with the Seicher who loaned it to him. Therefore, if the husband is considered a Shoyal, he would be Chayiv, because this is not Shoyal Babailam, since the husband's case is with the owner, not with his wife. However, there is no question according to the Chacham who hold Dina de Shoyal Bahadi Mashalhu, the Loy Etzel Bailam Harishainim. The Shoyal contends with the Seicher who loaned the cow to him, not with the owner. Therefore, even if the husband were to be considered a Shoyal, he would be Pater because this is Sheil of a Bailam, since his case is with his wife, not with the Seicher. The Gemara proceeds and asks, if the wife owned Hekdesh, and through marriage the Hekdesh automatically transfers to the husband, who is liable for Me'ila? Rava explains that neither is liable, because Limol Baal, that Tera Nechalei Delikne, Isur Eloi Nechalei Delikne. The husband's not Moil, because he intends to acquire only a permissible item and not a forbidden item. Timol ihi, that terinami loy nichalo delikni. The wife is not Moil, because she objects to her husband acquiring any items. Nimlu bezdin, kiev drabon tekanta v'omru baal lokecha v'lehetera. Leisur loy over drabon tekanta. The bezdin who initiated the tekana of peres abal is not Moil, because they only initiated the tekana for permissible items, but not for forbidden items. Rather, Baal Maal Likashayitzi. The husband is Maal only if and when he actually benefits from the item.